This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The meaning is supposed to be believe, but I told that beats are awesome and that down it be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rating M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy Horrors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 190. That's 190. That's 10 episodes away from 200. Oh, my God. You guys excited?
Oh, to the yeah.
That means in 11 episodes, we have to quit because we've passed the blue show.
So why do we have to quit? We're still in season one.
Because I told Pac-Man Polar Bear that we're going to get to episode 201 and quit.
Oh, well, shoot then.
Okay, well, you're quitting.
Yeah.
The rest of us didn't sign up for that.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to break a record, how about shatter a record by going to, like, 301 or something?
Hey, Game Twerp's about there.
All right, let's introduce the guys since they're talking already. Donnie, go ahead. Say hi.
What up, dope people? I am here, and like I said before, welcome to episode 190, season one. Still.
We're still in
You
beta.
Know what we should... All right, let me introduce you guys, and then I'm going to ask you my question. Yield, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to get this freaking trophy, so we'll see if I get it while we're recording before we get to our trophy counts.
It wouldn't count, man. It wouldn't count.
Yeah, it would. If I sync it up, it counts.
Alex, who's having problems with his snowball today, how are you doing, buddy?
He's having trouble with his balls!
I'm doing much better now because despite my snowball and all the trouble it's given me, I am the pride of Festoon.
The pride of Festoon. I don't want to know.
I'm kind of lost on that one myself.
That's something Donnie should get.
I'm lost, man. This is episode 190. Since we're not really going to quit after episode 201, maybe for episode 202 we should put out the call right now, 12 weeks away. 3 months away, we get Pac-Man Polar Bear to come on episode 202 so he knows what it's like to be on a 202nd episode.
Deal. I like that.
But didn't they do that? Didn't they come back with a special Christmas episode after they quit?
No, they did 200 episodes, then they did the PlayStation 4 announcement, which technically would be 201, but although they didn't name it that. But we bring him on episode 202 and we say so he knows what it feels like to be on a 202nd episode. So we're putting out the call right now. Pac-Man Polar Bear needs to be on episode 202. So all of our listeners, all of us, we need to start tweeting him to make sure he's there. Let's do our updated trophy counts. I am level 27, haha, leader of the pack. Total trophies of 5987, also leader of the pack. And coming in a slight third place in plaque count of 39.
You forgot to mention where you're the leader in the pack and playing shitty games.
No, Donnie's actually the leader in that pack.
No, you two are tied.
Not really.
Yes, Donnie, we did it. We did the count. All right, Donnie, what's your trophy count like?
My trophy count is level 26 still, 5336 plats. Trophy.
You wish. You wish that was your plat count.
It's 73 plats. I added one new trophy this week. And that would be The Legend of Korra, the Avatar.
I heard that game was bad.
No, this is what I always do before I make a purchase: is I look at the gameplay videos.
What?
I go to
Donnie
YouTube.
Bought a game
and go to gameplay videos, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, "This one got a pretty solid. It's pretty solid. It's solid."
So you're justifying the kitty game right now.
I'm justifying a good game.
Okay. So you just got to play in the kitty game, but you're not calling it that.
I guarantee you it's more adults that looked at the Avatar than it is kids. The Avatar is a banging show. Well,
the first Avatar. You see how
he's trying to justify this right now?
I'm not justifying Jack.
You got a platinum in the Kitty game.
I told y'all, yes, I play Kitty games, but only the ones I enjoy the movie or show of. You play Kitty games just for the fact of elevating your levels. Not even for fun. You don't even play it for fun. You just do it for the fact of elevating your levels. I do it for the fun factor of me enjoying that show or movie.
Alex, your trophy count.
So I am level 23, and I'm inching oh so closer to level 24. I think I'm 80% of the way there. I have 4,518 trophies. I've completed 87 games. My trophy completion rank is 80.98%, so almost 81%, and I have 54 platinums in 53 games. I, too, added a platinum trophy.
Ooh, what would that be?
And what did you add?
I alluded to it earlier, the Pride of Festoon, which is the platinum trophy for Ratchet & Clank Into the Nexus. It is my fourth Ratchet & Clank game platinum, now tied with the Sly Cooper series, and I have four of those platinums as well.
I see. It's very few names of the trophies. Which Ratchet & Clank is one of those games that has some clever names for their trophies. Which I can't remember of them.
Which was the game that the platinum was basically, okay, you can go trade this game in now.
Oh, snap. Oh, yes. That was Deadpool. That was a good trophy. I like the name of that trophy. That's one of the best trophies and titles
ever.
That was
the platinum trophy. Now you can go trade this game in.
Yeah, that's one of the best titles for a trophy or name of a trophy.
Hold on. I know that we're only halfway through our updated trophy count, but I have a question for us to answer before we even go into what we've been playing. And you guys can answer after Yield and Tricky give their counts.
I already gave my count, but go ahead.
Okay, well, after Yield gives his count. So my question is, if I kind of got the idea from when Donnie was talking about his, because he was giving off his total trophy count instead of his platinum count, you know, making it think that it was his platinum count. If you really have over 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 platinums, and your trophy list is so gigantic, is it really that special anymore? Like, isn't part of of having a trophy list that it's not necessarily small, but it's kind of meant for only games that you enjoy?
And I have an answer right now, but we can go after we're done.
Yeah, it's special because you're not playing every single game that comes out, but you're only playing certain games. And once that list gets so big where you've got so many trophies, is it as special or as great anymore? Or I should say, as personal.
All right, Yield, your trophy count.
Level 19, trophy count of 3,221, and a platinum count of 37.
All right, now, before we actually go into answering Alex's question, Alex, I have a shots fired at you from one of the people on my friends list, a good friend of the show.
Really? Who's
shots
that?
Shots fired?
Well, he didn't direct this towards Alex, but what he said kind of leads me to believe like he was shooting at Alex.
Uh-oh.
You know Blind Mango, our good friend. You know who I'm talking about, right?
I have no idea who that is.
he actually works for psnprofiles.com. And he's actually the one turning me onto the site. And he said, sent me a PSN message. He says, oh, yeah, I'm still listening to the podcast. Good luck with those completion percentages. I'm at 90%, LOL.
Which, I mean, hey.
That's a shot. That's a shot.
Hey, you know, hey, I'm at 60%, and I consider that very good.
You know what? I'm not saying I'm the best. I'm proud of my trophy completion because I've completed, like I said, 87 games of the 156, I think, that I've played. And I think that's, you know, something to be proud of. So I think that I have achieved something, you know, pretty awesome. I mean, we're still talking about video games here, but I still think that's pretty cool. And, you know, I'm proud of my platinum count, even though someone like Deadly Kaiser has twice as many as I do. So should I not be proud of my achievements or my accomplishments within the video game realm because someone else has a higher rank?
Oh no, absolutely be proud of it. And by the way, that Deadly Kaiser is up to plat count of 138 because he got the platinum in Samurai Warriors 4 for the PS4.
I'm just ready to ride on that fool. You want me to ride on him?
So PSN profiles, my world rank is 17,046. My country rank is 4,498. So I'm clearly nowhere near the top of the trophies list. But I really don't need to be because, A, I'm very happy with my life. Got a lot of things going for me. But I'm also proud of the accomplishments that I've made and the games that I've played and the stories that I've seen. So if Mr. Mango, that was his name, right? Mango, Blind Mango.
Blind Mango. Yes, Blind Mango.
So, Mr. Mango, you should be very happy and proud of your achievements, but I'm also happy and proud of mine. So.
No. You know what? Mango cheating. He works for the profile. He tampered. He hacked into his profile.
Cheating. Why don't you have Mango come on the show?
I've offered to have him come on the show. He has not gotten back to me yet.
Because he knows. Also, you know he's a hack.
Well, no. I mean, I generally say let's have him on the show.
So I can rat on that.
Obviously. We talk PSN profiles, you know. I mean, we all use PSN profiles to look at how we can stack up against other people. So, I mean, we like having guests on. We like having Homer on and Deadly. So, you know, why not have somebody else? And, yeah.
All right, let's go back to your question.
I go first.
Well, I was going to say, Alex, just try to quickly recap your question just for anybody that forgot your question.
So, once your trophy list becomes so big after you've played so many games... if you are, like, playing almost every single game that you can possibly get a trophy in, and this is not a shot at Deadly Kaiser because I didn't even think of Deadly Kaiser when I came up with this, but if you're getting so many platinums and your list is so big and you're just playing any single game that you can get through and get a platinum, is your list as special, is it as personal as it would be as, say, you know, if a lot of, like, say, I you know, there are tons of games that come out for PlayStation Plus for free that I never get because I just don't want to play them. Is your list as personal anymore? If you get so many trophies?
All right, well, Donnie wanted to answer first, so we'll let Donnie go first.
Yes, I would say due to the fact of, it depends on the type of gamer you are. Like for me, and I would like to say you, Alex, is that I think it would be personal because we play games that we feel something for. No matter if we happen to be in the thousands, we still play games that we feel something for. Even though Tricky called my Avatar plat a kiddies game, or in all the other games, kid games that I have played, kiddie games, yes, I would call them kiddie games, but those are kiddie games that I enjoy in life, and they made a game, so I would like to see how the game was, but they meant something. Yes, I would say they're easy, but unlike me and Alex, just playing the kiddie games and then kiddie games and then kiddie games just to elevate our level, just to say that I'm better than you or I can boast more than you, then I would say no, they don't mean anything. Because they don't mean anything to you now, in my opinion, if that was the case. But if, you know, like, once again, me or... depends on the type of gamer you are. If all your games that you play mean something to you or worthy of you playing them or something like that, then yeah, even in the thousands, the tens of thousands, your plat and your trophy count would still be meaningful. Period.
To me, it's a fine line because of the fact that it's a... As a trophy whore, the definition of a trophy whore is somebody that goes out and gets trophies in games.
True.
And if you want to try to say, okay, it's not as personal, that's where the fine line is, because it is personal to me because I earned every one of my trophies. So I feel like, you know what, I put the work in, this is a representation of me, but as it gets bigger... I think not necessarily the list gets diminished in its meaning, but the games itself get diminished. Like, if Donnie gets the Vanquish Platinum right now, that's going to be his most proudest Platinum that he has. But as it goes more and more and more, that Vanquish is going to mean less and less because of in the grand scope of things.
No. I want to battle that. No, it would
not. No, there's no battle.
I have to, because it would not mean less. It would not mean less because...
I'm not saying it means less in the way you earned it. I'm saying it means less in, like, it's just one of 200 you have. I'm not saying it diminishes the fact that you're proud of it. I'm just saying in the grand scope of things, like, right now, your first platinum meant something to you because you had one platinum. That's what you had. Now, as you've gotten 20... yeah, you're still proud of that first platinum, but in the grand scope of everything, it's just one of 20 that you have.
No, it's not. I'm still proud of my first platinum.
It's the one that got me to the 20. That kept me inspired of getting the 20.
All right, so yield your answer.
I'm just kind of shocked that I didn't get put in that category of, you know, we play games because we like them.
Okay, because it's a thin line between you and Tricky. That's why I didn't put you. It's a thin line between you and Tricky. Yes.
What are you trying to say?
Going off that Trophy Horror spoiler we had, you were like, serious, yield? Really? So it's a thin line between you and Tricky. That's why I didn't add you into that.
All right.
You one of those soldiers that if we were like in a platoon, you most likely think about trading to the other side.
I don't like this side. They're like, losing. I want to go to the other side.
He's accusing you of treason.
He is.
Not
he?
Saying you might do it. I mean,
and I'm one of the honorable ones, and he's accusing me of treason.
Not saying you're going to do it, but you would think about it. Like, wait a minute. It does look a little bit more green over there, but then again.
All right, can we get on with the show?
No.
Well, yes, we can. That was a good question. I like that question.
Let's get into what we're playing. I think we've pretty much done this already through all of our talking. Yield, let's start with you.
Well, I'm not playing Wash Donnie's Drawers. Been playing Simpsons Tapped Out, MotorStorm Apocalypse, and I'm inching ever so closer to my platinum in MotorStorm RC.
All right, Alex.
So I have been playing, of course, Ratchet and Clank Into the Nexus. Had a lot of fun with that game. After you get through your third playthrough, it's a little different than the other Ratchet and Clank games because it is a little shorter. And to power up all the weapons to level 6 and get the money necessary to buy the Omega weapons and the Tyrannid armor, excuse me. You got to go through the game at least 3 times. At least I had to. So, with a shorter game, you got to play through the same levels over and over again and go through them, you know, more repetitive, again and again. And it gets a little bit old, whereas within a bigger Ratchet and Clank game, you may have to play through it twice and you won't have to go through quite as much again. But still had a lot of fun with that game. It's colorful, it's funny, it's fun, it's exciting, it's endearing, just like any Ratchet and Clank game. So again, I highly recommend it to any Ratchet and Clank fan because it's the kind of Ratchet and Clank game that we've all come to know and love. And I am looking, setting my sights. I downloaded DuckTales Remastered because it's free for PlayStation Plus right now. But I am setting my sights on Contrast, which I downloaded not too long ago. I downloaded it for PlayStation Plus when it was free along with Guacamelee. Or I bought it, excuse me. It was on sale with Guacamelee about a month or so back. So I'm going to turn to that next. So Contrast is my next play.
All right. Well, if you don't get 100% of the trophies in Contrast, I'm going to be really upset with you.
Why is that? Well, because there's an extra life.
There's an extra life trophy in the game.
Yep.
You have to find the logo for Extra Life 2012 somewhere in the game.
Well, that's pretty sweet that'd be in a game, in a trophy for it.
The controller with wings. So if you have Contrast, go look for that, the symbol, the controller with wings, and a halo.
And Donnie.
Well, I've been playing The Legend of Korra, like I mentioned before, got the plat in, and like I said, it's a pretty solid game. It's way much better than that PlayStation 2 Avatar game with Avatar Aang, I think that's how you pronounce his name, but way, way better. This is pretty solid. You go through, I don't really like Korra much as an Avatar, but the game is nice, so I recommend it. For people who are Avatar fans, it's pretty easy. You can get the plat in a day. It takes 2 playthroughs, but everything crosses. I mean, you know, stats over. It's only 2 playthroughs because you got to beat it on the hardest difficulty, which is not hard at all. What is hard is though, if anybody watched the Legend of Korra, they have this pro bending tournaments in the show. And that can get pretty challenging. In fact, like, nerve-wracking challenging. And I was kind of mad that they made that game so nerve-wracking. But it's pretty good. And also, Kingdom Hearts 2, still. That game is going to be forever for me to get the platter in. But I'm going to get it.
And I have been playing Assassin's Creed Unity, Clash of Clans. And that's pretty much it. But I do have some news to report. You guys remember the share play on the PlayStation 4, right?
Yeah. I remember what they told us that we had that.
Well, we had the question of could the visiting player get a trophy for the host player? And I am here to confirm that they can.
That they can?
They can. There is a trophy in Assassin's Creed Unity in which literally you have to walk out to the balcony and stand there for a minute, and then you get a trophy for taking in the view. So I got to the point of where the balcony was. I got a hold of Stash and had him hop online. I shared played him, had him walk to the balcony, and the trophy did pop.
Did it pop twice? Did it pop on your screen again also? Or did it just pop on
It popped on my screen. Because during share play, I can actually watch him playing. So the second he went to the balcony, after about 3 seconds, the trophy popped, and then I took back control. So technically, you could say Stash earned that trophy for me, but he didn't earn it for me. It's just I wanted to see if it could be done. And yes, it can be done.
That is some bull crap.
Oh, so you didn't earn your trophy.
I earned the trophy.
And then you got a Mexican. Then you got a Mexican to get it for you.
He's not Mexican. He's Puerto Rican.
Oh, that's even worse.
You got them to work for your trophy.
I'll tell you what you earned, Tricky Mick, is a lot of ridicule for the way you earned, with air quotes, that trophy.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's very simple. I could have walked to the balcony myself, but I did it for an experiment to report to our listeners.
But you didn't do it yourself, and you even said earlier... You said earlier that your trophy is special to you because you earned them.
I did earn them.
Stash is the one that earned this one for you.
I did that for investigative reporting purposes. I think that gets a pass.
Investigative reporting, like you're like
I'm breaking news here. I'm breaking news.
Or like a drug
ring. I'm breaking news here, okay?
Like a prostitution ring.
I would give you a pass on that one.
It's not like I had him beat the game on the hardest difficulty so I can get the platinum. I had him getting an insignificant bronze trophy for me.
But wait a minute, you're flustered.
How long did it say stand there?
Like it just says taking the view. So you basically you basically walk to the balcony. He puts his arms down, and then the trophy pops.
That's some bullcrap. Even though that's still not worse than what Kojima had you do. Freaking Kojima. It gets on my freaking nerves now. Metal Gear 4, you just had to sit idle for like an hour and a half. Just don't do anything. Don't touch the controller. Just stand there in one place for a freaking hour plus. Like, Kojima, seriously, do you not... I mean, what the heck, man?
Let's get into the news of the week. Now, this being the... Donnie, I'm not doing that to be mean. I'm just doing that because you're just rambling on.
I know, man. Kojima, man, he's really been getting on my nerves ever since. Ground Zero.
Being that it's the holidays, not a lot of news has come out. So we are scrambling for some news. The first thing is CES has happened, and Sony has reported that 18.5 million consoles of the PlayStation 4 have been sold worldwide. And additionally, 10.9 million people have subscribed to PlayStation Plus.
Well,
that one's a
sorry, finish.
Wait, is that of it. Is that of the?
Well, it's 11 million? It's 10.9 million people total, not PlayStation 4 owners.
But yeah, once again, it's kind of like. And a lot of them are, I bet you, a lot more than half of them are multiplayer players. And they have to in order to play multiplayer.
Well, I mean, you know, you consider that Sony's getting, you know, at least, you know, they may be getting $50 bucks a year from most of those people. I mean, that's a lot of extra cash for Sony. to drum up. So that's good for Sony. But when you think about 10 million compared to how many PlayStation 3 owners there are and PS Vita owners there are, and you combine them with PlayStation 4 owners, that's a pretty small percentage. I mean, it's small. It's almost half of the PlayStation 4 user base alone.
Since launch, the PlayStation 4 has outsold the Xbox One, except for, with the exception of in the United States last month, which was, well, 2 months ago now, November. At what point Xbox One became the best-selling console for that month, but that was also in coordination with Xbox One dropping their price down $50 for that month.
Exactly.
So, and that's not a dig on Microsoft or the Xbox One. I'm just reporting the news. It is saying that the most selling console in all time was the PlayStation 2, which achieved an impressive 150 million in sales. But right now, the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One are rivaling the fastest selling console, which was the Wii. They have not surpassed it yet, but they are on pace to to knock it down.
But that's also because the Wii is like $50.
No. This is the fastest selling from the launch to how many they sold in a year or so, whatever it was. They're not talking about total sales. They're talking about, from the point that we launched to a year later, they sold X amount. PlayStation 4 is on pace to match those numbers.
Okay.
Now, it is worth noting that PlayStation 4 and Xbox One are both in there. So both of them are selling really well. We don't have the numbers for the Xbox One, but PlayStation 4 to this point, as of CES, has sold, not shipped, sold 18.5 million PlayStation 4s.
That's good.
And just over the holiday season, 4.1 million were purchased.
Were purged.
Purchased.
Purged those stations.
They were purged from stores and from their boxes.
Now, that is impressive numbers.
It is.
Considering this is the second holiday season that the PlayStation 4 has been out, you would think the first one would have taken it the more.
No. Well, you would think so, but being people who are like me and smart enough not to buy the first batch of systems, let you guys be the prototypes of what's going on out there.
I haven't had a problem with mine at all.
Well, and a lot of people don't have a problem. Some people don't have a problem when they first come out, but it's some. You hear cases of it all the time. So, all
right. In our next bit of news, which is it might take a little explaining in this, so Don, you just let me explain it before you actually start saying it's stupid or it's good. Tekken 7 has their camera feature in the game can allow the players to fight on either side of the screen. This meaning, on a dual screen system or online, when you play in a fighting game, you either start on the left or the right, and most people, they don't want to start on the right because they like to start on the left. This option is now allowing both players to start on the left or both players to start on the right, and it doesn't mess up the controls at all. What you see on your screen is you starting on the left, and I think this is actually a cool thing to do. Trivial. It's trivial, but I think it's actually a good thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, Don.
None. I'm through, man. I'm just through. I just hate the fact that they actually take out time out of their life to make something that's supposed to be so much better and then come out with this bullcrap.
Why is this bull?
This is some bull, man. If you a fighter, man. If you a fighter, I'm struggling with this. If you a fighter, or play a fighting game, dude, just play the fighting game, man. It doesn't. If you got skills, you can fight on either side. Because guess what? When the person jumps over you, you're gonna be on that side anyway. So, if you got skills, what difference does it make? Only thing you gotta do is just mirror your buttons now. Instead of going left to go forward, you're going right to go forward now. I don't see how this differs from your skills. I don't see. Yes, maybe somewhat makes it easier for you to put the control buttons in there, combinations in there to make the person do what you want to do. But at the same time, it's just as easy to do it on the other side. And fighters who, or people who are fighter game, who play fighting games all the time, know what I'm talking about. And they just, oh my goodness.
Donnie, I agree with you. It's something trivial, like, you know, but it is nice that, you know, stuff like this can be done.
No, it's of course it can be done. It's freaking technology. If you play along with it long enough, play around with it long enough, yeah, it can get done. But why take the time and energy to do something like this when you can make the person's hair flat more in the wind or something? Come on.
All right. Yield, do you have any comments about this?
No. I'm not a fighting game person.
Alex, you have any comments on this?
No, I think Donnie sums it up. Although I'm not quite as avid or as animated as Donnie in that answer. I do agree with him that, you know, it's generally fighting games. Yes, you can mash buttons, but if you're, you know, you're going to be in arcades or you're going to be online playing it, you generally have to have some skill, and or you're just going to get the floor wiped with you. And yeah, I mean, you should be able to fight on either side.
All right, just in the for our next topic, I'm gonna be nice to Donnie and not actually report the other part of this news. We had two stories with Uncharted 4 coming out. The first part of the news, which we're not going to talk about on the show just because I know Donnie is in a media lockout about this, is the concept and the reasoning of why Uncharted 4 is happening, why Drake's coming out of retirement was revealed. So if you want to know what happened or why he's coming out of retirement, what the plot is of the game, go check that out online. You can find that anywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Why would you? And why is that even out?
No, they're not spoiling anything. They're just saying
that is a spoiler. A big spoiler. If you want to know why he's coming out of retirement, that's a huge freaking spoler.
All right, Donnie.
My bad. I cut you. I mean, I'm so upset with this.
I know what you're saying. But without you actually knowing what they said, it's not a spoiler. They spoiled the end of Uncharted 3 to explain why Uncharted 4 is happening.
But they wanted another Uncharted game?
Yeah.
Okay. But the news that we are going to report is that Uncharted 4 Thieves End will include a multiplayer mode.
Now,
we all kind of knew that. But if anybody is looking forward to Uncharted multiplayer, it is confirmed that it is coming out.
You know what? I don't even know if I can do this anymore. I don't know if I can go into the video game world and be a news reporter or any kind of sort. Just let me be a gamer who plays games for now. Because the news for the last several episodes has been...
All right, so this is going to be Donnie's last episode of Trophy Horrors. But he's going to stay on as our editor, so you'll hear patch himself into their shows.
This is some ludicrous stuff, man.
All right, the next thing we have is PlayStation View, which is Sony's streaming TV service for the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, will launch it sometime in the first quarter of 2015. PlayStation View, for reminder, is a cloud-based TV service that will debut on the systems before it comes to iPad and other Sony non-Sony devices. Some networks on the board include CBS, Fox, NBC, Universal, Viacom, and more. No subscription cost has been announced yet, but they do know that PlayStation View will be offered on a month-to-month basis.
Okay, once again, this PlayStation View is basically a cable box and not a game system.
PlayStation View will be a app on the PlayStation 4. It's similar to Netflix. The difference between Netflix and PlayStation View is you're going to be able to watch live TV with PlayStation View. This is for the people that don't have cable at home that want to watch TV, and you don't have to have a cable box. You don't have to have a subscription to a cable service. This is something you can do that you can turn on and off when you want. It's not going to be for everybody, but it is going to be for some people. Okay, the NFL playoffs are going on right now. If you wanted to watch the Green Bay Packers destroy Dallas today, then you could be watching the game on PlayStation View with Fox.
Okay, I remember this. True that, but So how often, my bad, how often does, if you have the net, how often do you not have TV service?
Well, there's somebody on this podcast that has internet but doesn't have cable.
Well, I am that person, and I have to ask if the price point is much cheaper than cable, they have to undercut the cable companies like Time Warner or Comcast. Actually, Comcast just bought Time Warner. They have to undercut Comcast's monthly charge from you to be interested, because if you're just going to charge me the same that Comcast is charging, then I'm still not going to have cable.
Well, no, like I said, it's something that it's an option out there. I'm not saying get it. I'm not vying for it. I'm not saying this is, you know, the shit. You got to go get it. I'm just saying this is another option for people that don't have cable, that want to get cable. You know, it's the same thing that, like, I think Alex brought this up when we first talked about this. Some people buy HBO just while Game of Thrones is going on, and the second Game of Thrones is over, they cancel their HBO subscription.
I hear that HBO is going to do something to allow you to buy an HBO Go subscription without having to subscribe to cable.
Yes.
HBO season pass.
Listen, it's PlayStation View is something that we're going to have to discuss more in depth when they actually fully roll it out and see whether or not, give our opinions on whether or not it's really worth it or not.
So, like, I'm going to say this. For me to be interested in this service, for me to actually think about buying it, the top, they will have to say no more than $20 a month. That's kind of the way that I look at cable. If I can, because I don't watch too many television shows, and a lot of them come to Netflix anyway. Yeah. If you're going to put this on there, if I'm asked to pay more than $20, you've already lost me.
And I do feel you, Alex, because if I was by myself, as far as, like, you know, no family, no wife and kids, and, you know, I wouldn't have a TV service either. I would just strictly have internet, because I have cable where I'm at now, internet in the cable, but I do not watch TV except for Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, and that's only when The Walking Dead is on.
Well, I mean, most people that I know don't really have cable. Like, a lot of them, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of them, my girlfriend, many of my friends, they don't have cable. They just go through Netflix.
Yeah, I don't even go through Netflix. I just watch on TV. I mean, on the computer through different various websites.
And, you know, you can buy, you know, like if you watch Sons of Anarchy, you can buy different episodes or each episode on, like, Amazon or something like that from iTunes for, like, $2 a pop, right?
I think it's actually like $5 a pop now.
Well, see, well, that's even worse. That adds up. So if you're going to watch an entire season, you're paying about like a month's worth of cable. I mean, granted, there's maybe 3 months of shows that you can get in there, so you could pay close to $20 a month. But still, that adds up if you're watching like two or three shows.
All right, and for our last topic, Sony has announced also at CES how much the PlayStation Now subscription will cost. Subscriptions are broken down into two different pricing options, 1 month costing you $20 and 3 months costing you $45.
Why?
Stupidest thing that PlayStation came out with, or Sony came out with.
Don't they have, they've got a month-long PlayStation Plus subscription, correct? Or is it, does it start at 3 months?
They have a month and a
month. Wait, hold on. This is PlayStation Now, not PlayStation Plus.
No, I'm aware, though.
Okay. So,
but I'm asking, does PlayStation Plus have a one-month subscription, a three-month subscription, and a year-long subscription?
Yes,
they
do. So why is there not a year-long subscription for PlayStation Now?
I don't know.
But why does PlayStation Now freaking exist? This is the stupidest thing that came out with, other than that. I gotta admit, that PlayStation TV is way heck of a lot better than this. This, by far, is the stupidest thing that came out.
Let me explain this to you, Donnie.
I'm getting aggravated over here with Donnie.
All right,
no,
well,
explain it.
You can
please,
go. Hold on.
Explain the unstupidity of this.
So there's 100 games on the service now, and you can stream it to your console. You don't have to own the games. You don't have to purchase the games.
Mm-hmm.
The subscription obviously means, Tricky, correct me if I'm wrong, that you can pay $20 a month and play as many games within that month as you can.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Did they just change that? They had to just change that, because at first it was just $20 a month for that one game that you're renting. You only can play that one game.
Donnie, that's where you checked out and you didn't listen to what I said. You can rent individual games. That's always been the service. Now you have a subscription that you can pay $20 a month or $45 for 3 months, getting a $15 discount for 3 months, and you can play as many of the games on the service as often as you want, as many times as you want,
okay,
for that month.
I totally blacked out. Soon as you say a PlayStation Now, I blacked out. Yes, I blacked out because they just changed that. They just changed that with this update here.
So hypothetically, if you can get it, you can pay $20 right now, play 100 PS3 games, and in a month quit your service, and you've played 100 PS3 games for $20.
Redbox sell or has games in their machines, and it's like, is it $2 a night?
$2 a day.
So $2 a day, that's $60 a month if you play every day. It would depend on how many games you get. But so if you look at the price for PlayStation Now, you get 30 days for however many games you want to play for $20. So that's less than a dollar per day.
I still think Game Pass is better.
How is Game Pass better?
Hold on. At Blockbuster, games were like, what, $6, $7,
$8? A week.
To rent? Yeah. Okay, so that's going to be a little bit... It's going to be around the same price.
No.
But how much is Gamefly, Donnie?
Gamefly, for one game to come to your house, is like, I think it's like 15. $15, $16.
That's $5 less than this, and you get to play. You don't have to wait for the game to be shipped to you, and you can play as many games as you want.
Hold on a second, Donnie. This is why Donnie's going to say Gamefly is better, and I will agree with him on this point. Gamefly is better because you could play newer games as they come out, where you're not going to be able to play Legend of Korra on PlayStation Now. You're going to have to wait until Legend of Korra comes onto the service, which might not be for 3-4 months down the road. Gamefly, for that five extra dollars, you're going to be able to get games as they come out, provided that they're available from Gamefly services at that time. But if you just want to go back and do your back catalog and just play a game, this is why PlayStation Now is good.
No, you want to get these are the PlayStation Now is the games that you would get, like, I would say maybe three weeks before Plus gets them. That's how new these games probably are. This sucks, and it's entirely too much money. And then you still got to wait for the whole downloading process and streaming. And then
no download.
Oh, streaming, you still have to let the game freaking buff in order to get the rest of the game. You can't just hop on now and then say, select this game, and then say, hey, I'm about to play it. You still have to let it buff. It's just like streaming you do in the real world when you do movies online. You have to let it buff. You're not downloading it, but you have to let it buff so you let it catch up.
Donnie, how many days do you have to wait to get a game from Gamefly?
Counting
the days that you send off a game, how many days counting the days that you send off a game to the days that you get a new game?
It's less than a week. And that's
less than a week, really.
That's just with me, yup. Ever since I've been with Gamefly, I get the brand new game that comes out either the day after or the day or 2 days after. Brand new games that just came out Tuesday. I either get it Wednesday or I get it Thursday. Most of the time it'll be Wednesday. And when I send games back, I usually get my next game in less than a week. Less than 7 days. 97% of the games that I wanted from Gamefly, including brand new ones, they always have them available for me. So, I don't know about anybody else, but for me.
So, because you're the only one that subscribed to Gamefly, Donnie.
Hey, well, let it be then. Hey, I get all the new games in it.
So, all right, well, here, you do realize that you're complaining about having to let a game buffer, which would not take more than an hour or so, and that's going too high. When you're talking about how great Gamefly is, when you have to wait almost a week to get a new game to play.
Alex, I always got other games coming to me. I got the two games, the two game membership. So when I send out one, I always got another one to play. while I'm waiting for the next one to come. And not to mention the backlog.
Okay, how, but how much is the 2 month plan? The 2 game plan?
24 bucks. And so, yes, okay, to me, so, it's yes to me, it's worth it. It's worth it. Cause I could play, I could get any game that I want, pretty much. Except minus Station 1 games. I could still get Station 2 games. I can get DS games. I can even get movies and Blu-rays.
Do you have a DS, Donnie?
My kids got one.
Okay. Well, that would impede you. That means you would only be able to get one game out at a time, and you have to wait a week to get a new game if your kids got a DS game.
I'm not getting no games for them so they can lose it and I got to pay for it.
Yield, you hear?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to explain to Donnie how PlayStation Now would be beneficial to him.
Nope, right. It would not. Oh, hold on. Before you say that, I want to go back on the comment that Alex just said about the whole buffering thing. This is the PlayStation Network you're talking about. It takes 2 hours just to sync your freaking trophies. So you're talking about buffering a whole entire, 11 gig game? Come on now, bruh.
Donnie, it takes less than 2 minutes to sync trophies.
Probably it did this time, but as much as on and off, it's on and off, and we all know it. It's on and off how long it takes for your system, your trophies to sync.
But Donnie, you're not buffering the entire game. You're streaming the game.
That's the thing. When I get to a point, just like how your Station 4 buy a game, download it for a percentage, and you can't even go past that one point because it ain't freaking down finished downloading yet. The same with the stream.
But it's not the same. I've used PlayStation Now when I was in the beta.
The only difference between a download and a stream is that downloading is yours. The stream is still the internet's, and you're waiting for it to give you the rest of it.
Right, but the PlayStation Now, when I got the Platinum in Ben 10 Omniverse, mm-hmm. I didn't...
Probably not good that you repeated that on this show.
Listen, I got to be proud of my Platinums. From the point that I said, give me the game, to the point that I started playing it, was less than a minute.
Cool, for that time.
Well, but that I did that with Eat Lead when I was playing that.
I would like.
Well, I do recommend anybody using PlayStation Now. This is off the conversation, but I do recommend anybody with PlayStation Now that's going to be using the service, hardwire it. Don't do it wireless. Hardwire your system with a Cat 5 line.
Well, I recommend that for everything with multiplayer gaming anyway.
Well, no, I recommend that all. But this is why PlayStation Now would be good. And obviously you can't do this right now. The other day, I think it was Homer, said that they wanted to do a Grand Theft Auto 5, online gamer night. If you turn in your Grand Theft Auto 5, and now you're going, oh, shit, well, it's a gamer night. Now you can hop on the PlayStation Now, and you can be in that game within 5 minutes. Rather than having to wait, make everybody wait a week for you to get involved in the gamer night. For a game that you don't have, if you want to get involved in the gamer night, go to PlayStation Now. You're streaming the game within 5 minutes.
Okay, one good point. That's it, and it's still not worth it, in my opinion.
But there's games on here that you may not have ever wanted to play or never even thought about playing that you could go on there. I mean, right now there's a list of 100 games on here, and I'm looking through them. I mean, there's Dead Island, there's Dead Island Riptide, Dead or Alive 5. I'm not saying all these games are what you want to play. God of War Ascension. You say if you've never played God of War Ascension, it's there. There's games on here that could appeal to you.
And the same argument I use with Plus, I've already ran through those games and demolished them.
Okay, but now what's what I'm saying? If you want to go back and have a gamer night with it, it's there.
I really don't want to go back and gamer night with it. But like I said, I'm not going to knock your argument. That point, that only one point that you just came up with is a valid point, but to me it's not enough to combat this battle.
I mean, same with GameFly. I mean, to me, I think PlayStation Now is the better option. But, you know, to each their own. Let's end that conversation, unless, Yield, you want to talk about PlayStation Now subscription, because you really haven't gotten involved in this conversation at all.
No, I'm good.
He's too busy trying to get his platinum in the RC. How are you looking? How many trophies are you away from it now?
5.
Oh, you were 5 when we started, so you're not going to get it by the end of the show, huh?
No.
He sounds so depressed now.
Well, no, I won't get it by the end of the show. I'm trying to get this one trophy for the beat 10 on the wall, and I probably hosed myself by trying to get all my times down before I did that.
Probably. All right, so Ratchet and Clank, somebody put in trophies and tips.
Oh, yeah. Titties! I just put that in there because we ain't have titties in a while. But no, I just thought about this whole, we've been doing a lot of Ratchet and Clank talk the last 2-3 episodes. And I forgot to mention, it's pretty small, and I don't know how many people actually do it. But if you keep all your Ratchet and Clank files, like, if you play Ratchet & Clank 1, and you go to the next game, and then you go to the store, and still have your file onto your system, the game will recognize that and give you a discount for being a returning player, or a returning purchaser of, what is the gun store there in Ratchet & Clank World?
So you're talking about in-game store.
What is it again, Alan?
It's called Grummelnet.
Grabblenet, yeah, you are a return member or a valid member of Grabblenet, and for that you get a discount on your first time in the store, and it carries on over all the games, at least all the main story games, like 1, 2, 3, Tools of Destruction, Crackin' Time, and Crackin' Nexus. Well, of course, not having it for Station 2 carries over to the Station 3 games, but you guys get it. I hope you're at least that smart enough gamers to know that much. But
all right, in a week of not having a lot of news, one story has come out recently. I'm sure if you're a gamer in any form of watching online news or whatnot, you have heard the news of Greg Miller and Colin Moriarty leaving IGN. And they have left their jobs to do Kind of Funny full time, and they've ramped up their things. Now, Kind of Funny has the reason they're able to do that is through crowdfunding in Patreon. People have donated enough money to which they felt comfortable enough to quit their jobs, their stable jobs with health insurance and all the securities, to do an online business full time.
The game has health insurance?
Well, IGN gave them health insurance.
So what, you get seizures or something from playing too many bright colored games?
You know, Donnie, there are far more things out there, terrible diseases and ailments that and just regular sickness that you can get outside of work. And
okay, but the question is, with the news of Greg and Colin leaving IGN, is there a price or a point that you yourself would feel comfortable leaving your stable job to either do Trophy Whores or Proving Gamer full-time or any other business that is crowdfunded?
Yeah, it's always a price. And go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to start with anybody, but Donnie, we'll start with you. But I'm saying, like, if you had an... I'm not trying to dig at you, Donnie, because we know that you're struggling to find a job.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
But is there if you had, say you had my job where you worked for the city, you had a nice stable job, is there a price point that if we were doing a Patreon that you would feel comfortable to leave your nice city job and do Proving Gamer or Trophy US full time and solely rely on the website to pay all your bills?
I don't know how IGN really is as far as their pay and insurance-wise, but in your case, your job, it had to be a pretty high price and or very a huge risk take, because I know your job is very beneficial
as far as health and all that extra stuff. I'm not quite sure how in the gaming world, because in that, in the entertainment world, how they were, you can get replaced just like that, even with your so-called seniority or whatever. You can get replaced like that in the entertainment world. So, that is a tough one. With your job, I would have to say, yeah, the price has to be really big and very beneficial in the long run to leave your job. Leave IGN, I could probably take the more of a chance. I'd be more of a risk take of leaving IGN to go start up my own or go somewhere else.
All right, Alex, what about you? Is there a point that if we were being by Patreon that you would feel comfortable leaving your job to do this full time?
There would be a point, but I would have to be making at least what I make now, and probably more if, you know, health benefits were not part of it, because I do have health benefits through work, and that is something important to have, because as we know, medical bills, they add up very quickly. A simple trip to the doctor's office can cost like $100. So it's that is, having benefits is really important. So, but there is a point where I would say, you know what, if you offered me that, I would totally do trophy horse in the site full time. Although I would say that I would want to maybe see if I could work part time my job now, because the aside from just the money, staying indoors all day and just staying in my apartment 7 days a week, it would get kind of old. You get kind of anxious, get kind of cabin fever, get kind of restless. So I would want to get out. You know, more than just going out to dinner or something like that. I would want to get out and, you know, maybe go work at my job for a couple days a week.
Yes!
Yield got his trophy. All right, Yield, your question. Is there a point that you would leave your comfortable job to do Proven Gamer and Trophy Horse full time?
Yeah, kind of like Alex. I would have to make as much as I am making now quote-unquote, air quotes here, responsible adult. I would have to make as much as I am making now to sustain the life that I am currently enjoying. And if it doesn't come with benefits, then I'd have to make more to cover my benefits.
That's a heck of a lot of money to cover your benefits. And,
hey, whoa. I don't make tricky money, so.
All right, now, here's my answer, and I know I'm going to get a lot of grief for this.
You would leave in a heartbeat.
Yeah. There's no amount of money that would make me leave my job.
Well, you know what? And I had a
I can understand that, though. I mean, you really seem like you enjoy your job, and you get paid well for it.
Well, you get paid to sit there and play video games anyway.
Here's the thing, okay, and maybe this is the responsible adult in me. Maybe this is the parent in me. At some point, with Patreon, the way Patreon works for any of our listeners that don't know how it really works is people go on and they pledge to send you a certain amount of money every month. And just looking at, Kinda Funny Videos, Patreon, which, excuse me if, this doesn't want to really be said, but it's public knowledge because you can go on their website and see this. Since they've left IGN and started this Patreon, which was less than a week, they're bringing in close to $18,000 a month through pledges.
Gangsta.
Now, that $18,000, while it sounds like a lot of money, you know, you got to take off the 8% that Patreon's going to take. Then you have to take in, you know, all the things. All things considered. Now, the $18,000, as Donnie says, is gangsta. But come the end of the month, it's not like there's $18,000 sitting in a Patreon bank right now that they're going to pay, kind of funny group at the end of the month. At the end of the month, Patreon's is going to charge all this money. And then, you know, people's credit cards get denied. People decide, you know what, they're not doing enough. I don't want to pledge this anymore. You know, there's no guarantee that they're going to get this money every month.
But yeah, we're
so, and here's the thing. Right now, they're getting 18,000. You know, let's say all 18,000 comes to him this month. Next month, people drop off because they don't think they're getting enough enough, you know, content out there to justify their money. You know, it's, you know, I'm actually, you know, I never met Greg. I met Greg. I've met Colin. They're great guys, but I worry about them because they left their nice jobs. I mean, Greg's always talked about how his dream job was to work at IGN. To leave your dream job and, you know, to have Kind of Funny fail, now you have nothing to fall back on. And that's why, to me, I would never leave. No matter how big Trophy Wars or Proving Gamer got, I would never leave my job to do this full time. I would actually leave Proving Gamer if it got too big for me to handle than me leave my normal job.
Well, I got to quit. Could this play a major part into it? Do any of them have kids?
No, but one of them is married.
Okay, well, that plays a part too, but that can be dealt with if you have a relationship with a communication with your spouse. But you got to look at it like this. At one point in your life, if you have something that you really want to do or you really feel this animated about it, and you have to take that risk. You have to at least go for what you want. At least give it a go for at least one time. At least go for it one time. That's what I'm doing now. And I have a wife and kids. But
and I agree with you 100% on that. Like, if this is your dream, go do it. But the adult in me and the father in me, I don't have the luxury to take that risk anymore.
But count the risk in there, but you have to, because it's going to always be in the back of your head. And then, in the long run, it's going to start showing off into your everyday life about, dang, what if I really did take that and I made it? It's going to always be in the back of your head. Then it's going to start showing in your everyday life how you feel. Your family's going to start diminishing because you always in the sad drought world, like, dang, my life is jacked up now because I didn't take that risk. And you know, you gotta do it at least one time. If you have the means to do so, you gotta at least make an attempt, at least make a small step into doing what they're doing.
Alright, I'm just curious how you guys felt about this. Listeners, be sure to contact us and send in your emails and your tweets and let us know how you feel. We'll give you all that in our next segment, which is our housekeeping.
Yes, yes. Let's do housekeeping. That's my dream. I have to go for it. My dream.
ProvingGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in joining the site, please stop by, fill out the Help Wanted tab, and click on the Help Wanted tab, fill out the application, and it will get to me as soon as possible. While you're on the site, be sure to check out all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos can also be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer and checking out all of our videos there. If you want to get a hold of us for any reason whatsoever, there are several ways that you can get a hold of us. First is our phone number. Donnie, what's that number?
330-PROVING-9. 330-776-8369.
You can also send us an email by sending us an email to trophywhores@provinggamer.com. You can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Whores. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex, and you can contact Yielded. I yield to no one. We are also found on the PlayStation Network, obviously, because we are the Trophy Whores, and we are Yield likes to say, we are the Four Whoresmen.
I got to say, I am proud of that one.
If you want to find us on the PSN, we will give you our PSN IDs again because everybody just got PlayStation 4 is for Christmas, so why not have a horror?
Whoa. Not everybody.
Why not have a horror on your friends list and be proud of that? Yield, what is your PSN ID?
I yield to no one. IYIELD, the number 2, NO, the number 1.
Alex, your PSN ID?
Raise Havoc, RAISE Havok.
And Donnie.
That DTN. THATDTN.
And I am Tricky Mick. That's TRICKYMIC. Well, I expected Yield to finish it up.
I'm
there.
I'm not doing it this week. You expect it.
if you're listening to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure to listen to our other podcast whenever we decide to do another one. Is PG Spoilers. I do have some topics in mind. I just have to nail down dates and participants in them. But either way, both podcasts can be found on various forms of media. The two main ones that we pimp out every week is iTunes and Stitcher. If you listen to us on one of those, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars. Let us know how good of a job you're doing. Again, our international listeners, if you're listening to us and you're not from the United States, please send us some kind of contact. Let us know to go check your iTunes store because we don't regularly see that. And we want to give you a shout out for listening to us because we love our international listeners just as much as we love our domestic listeners.
That's right. We're not all patriots.
And we know you're on Facebook. So if you could and you would, please do a search for Proven Gamer on Facebook and please hit that like button and get involved in the conversations there. I'm trying to get our Facebook page more active so we can talk to our listeners more and interact more.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life. Registration for Extra Life 2015 is now open. Be sure to stop by and register up. There is a Proven Gamer team where I am the leader of. Please, if you can sign up for Extra Life, whether you join our team or not, please sign up. It is for a good cause. We talk about this a lot of times. Extra Life is a wonderful charity. You need to get involved. If you can't get involved yourself, please talk about it with your friends and your family. Have them get involved. It is wonderful. And, I'm going on and on, but I can't say enough about Extra Life. And, Alex, I think you can agree with me on that.
Very true.
Thanks for the stimulating there. I was hoping you could go on a little bit more. Our other sponsor is our GoFundMe. We are trying to raise money.
GoFundMe?
GoFundMe. We are trying to raise some money for
some. That should be their slogan or their little thing they do.
We are trying to raise money for some new podcasting equipment. If you could, and go to www.gofundme.com/provengamer and donate what you can. There are different reward levels. I'm trying to get pimp somebody out to get the $100, or I think, I don't know if it's $100 or $200 to get somebody to pay that, so Alex has to get the Hannah Montana Platinum.
Nope.
If somebody donates that money, you have to do it.
Make me.
Oh, we'll make you. I got ways. I live in Detroit, son.
And we have another sponsor.
You got to be able to make it out of Detroit, because I'm certainly not coming to Detroit.
And we have another sponsor. Yield, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon!
You know what? We're going to have to go back to the original and the best every week. I'm trying to change it up. Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could and would, each and every time you do shopping on Amazon, please stop by Proving Gamer first. Click on any Amazon link and continue to normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, that is the end of our housekeeping. Let's move on to our shout-outs. Yield your shout-outs.
Okay, I will give a shout-out to you guys, shout-out to the listeners, specifically Homer Gets Stuffed. The crew at GameTwerp, we moved the show over to Leisure Time and recorded our first show in a month, so it was good to get back with those guys. And,
wait a minute, you moonlighting?
Yeah. And a shout-out to the Buckeyes, the Ohio State University, for making it to the national title game. No one really expects you to be there, so good luck tomorrow night. That'll do me.
All right, Alex.
So, as always, I want to thank the listeners because they are the reason we do this show. They keep us going, besides our own narcissism and gigantic egos that we like to hear ourselves talk. But the listeners are great, and we truly appreciate them because they listen to us rattle on for 1 to 2 hours every week. So, yay, listeners. I also want to give a shout out to you guys, and thank you guys for podcasting with me every week. It's truly enjoyable and definitely a highlight of my Sundays. Shout out to Blind Mango, who little shot, but it's all in good fun. So,
Like I said earlier, it wasn't a shot at you. He didn't call you out. I just, when I read it, I felt like it was a shot towards you.
Yeah. So, shout out to Blind.
He shot a 2-2 at you, man. He shot a 2-2.
Shout out to Blind Mango and his 90% completion on his trophy.
A 9-0 at you.
Shout outs to the Kentucky Wildcats, who've won 2 overtime games against Ole Miss and Texas A&M recently to stay 15-0. And shout out to the Green Bay Packers, who beat the Dallas Cowboys today. And, of course, last but not least, a shout-out to my sweetheart, Christina, who did a very, very wonderful thing for me. She actually left me a little post-it note scavenger hunt, and basically each note was something wonderful about myself and something she appreciated about me. So it was very nice.
Oh, you better watch that, man. She being sneaky. You better watch that, nah.
It was very nice to find that. It was a very, very endearing, very thoughtful, creative, and sweet way to basically just show someone how much you appreciate them, and I definitely appreciated it. It made me smile. It made my heart sing. It was very, very nice to find. So, yeah, big shout-out to Christina.
I got
to
give me one of those.
Dottie, your shout-out.
I got to give me one of those.
Dottie, your shout-outs.
Hold on, I gotta count that out. That one made me laugh pretty hard myself.
Well, you know you're in a good mood when you're making yourself laugh.
give a shout out to my wifey.
Just for that. You better after that.
I had to make that one first because of that one. to you guys are awesome. Tricky, yes, you awesome yourself. I gotta give a special shout out to outside of the you guys to Tricky, because he's a special type of chump. He's not your ordinary chump, put it like that. also the listeners, of course, as always, I love doing this show. I can't wait. Some news from you guys, for you guys that I plan on starting my own show by the end of this month, but I will still have.
Is it called Donnie Does Detroit? Is it called Donnie Does Detroit?
Nope. It ain't gonna have no Detroit in it. It ain't gonna be no ghetto. It ain't gonna be no hood. I'm telling you, I ain't even gonna speak the way I speak on this show. You're gonna see a whole new. Nah, it's gonna be ratchet as heck.
I was gonna say, if you do that,
I do like how Donnie kissed my ass before he announced his new show, because he hasn't even talked to me about it yet.
I didn't talk to you. I talked to you a long time ago, like a year ago, when it's supposed to be released, like for real. But I kept putting it on hold because the person who I really, really want to be on the show is MIA, and has been MIA for such a long time. So I had to reroute.
Donnie, I hate to tell you this, but Elvis has been dead for a while.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, wait. Elvis isn't dead. He just went back home.
I was hoping that. Because that's what I've been calling his house number.
Nobody got that Men in Black reference?
Yes, man. I'm trying to play along with it. I see, I was calling his home.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
I think you could drive a Mack truck through Yield's house right now and he wouldn't notice.
I know.
But that's true. To close it out, yeah, that's my plan. Hopefully things fall through with my show. And
you hope your plans come to fruition? Because if they fall through, that means it never happens.
I mean, it's just like a white person to do some literal job.
Why's it got to be a white person?
Because that's what y'all do, man. No.
But, what do you mean y'all?
Y'all. I know exactly what I mean when I say y'all. No, but on the real, thanks you guys listening to the show. Listen to this one. Download the other 4 that just got released, minus the one for last week. Well, no, that would be out before this one, too. But maybe. I don't know. Got to talk to Tricky. I haven't edited it yet, but I'll get to it when I get done with here. But those are some good shows. Listen to those.
And I want to give a shout out to you guys for showing up every week to record. I mean, even though we do have some blunders every week, and you know, somebody's snowball mic's not working, somebody didn't crank their
internet
adapter.
Wow, everyone's taking shots at me this week except for Donnie and Yields.
Somebody didn't crank their internet hamster or didn't feed him. Or somebody didn't close their windows so we can't hear the gunshots in Detroit. Or somebody has a girlfriend in the background who wants to talk to him while he's recording, you know.
That is none of us.
Well, that last one, I hope she got my drawers ready, too.
Yeah.
That is so getting taken out of the show, Donnie. With all that being said, I have one more shout-out, and it is to the New York Rangers, who have won the last 12 out of 13 games, including beating those chumps from L.A., those Kings.
Couldn't do it when it counted.
They did it. They just got screwed by the refs. But with that being said, if there's
still
nothing
can't
else.
Let it go.
If there's nothing else.
Go Kings.
Until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later.
Check it.
I am going to get this platinum, by God.
Check it. You demand it through another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your horde.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just look at the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.
Alright, well, I got a question later for our topic of the week that, I
tell her to wash my drawers, too.
Take that out of the show. Let's get into what we're playing. Oh my God.